Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Boy, we had a lively and extremely informative broadcast in the first hour. And this hour is going to be no different. More conservative groups coming out vehemently against Lord Bush and his big government loss of liberty policies. Also, federal court upholds D.C. gun ban. Of course, the NRA lost that one on purpose. We've been covering that from day one. Traveler's flute causes airport evacuation. They're going after mothers who buy flight simulator programs for their 10-year-old sons in Helena. Out west, court yelling at teen is a crime. Bunch of teenagers were drag racing in people's front yards, and so a woman ran out and said, "I've called the police. Stop waking me up." And so they arrested her. And another grandmother yelled at her 16-year-old teenager who lives with her about sneaking the car out at night and said, "I can't stand you. Get out of my house." She's been criminally charged and convicted. And jailed immigrants to register for the draft. We have Sheriff Joe Arpaio, Mr. Police State, coming on to talk about how wonderful all this is. The U.S. joins Iraqis to seek U.N. role and interim rule. The U.N.'s now going to come in and play the part of the good cop over there. Also, the IRS is telling gun owners of America and others they can't come on radio shows or send out emails, perhaps ever, not just 60 days before an election with Campaign Finance and Income Protection Act, but period. So we'll go back into that. Danish test, show those so-called chemical weapons mortars they found are not chemical weapons. So more propaganda there. And coming up, judge to rule on Israeli charged with weapons smuggling, arming the Muslims as usual. And just a ton of other vital news in this hour. Let's go back to the calls. Let's talk to Jim in Michigan. Go ahead.
Thank you, Alex. Hey, I've got about 400 tapes out on you, and I did the same thing for Jack McCann. I probably had 1,000 up for he gave up. Well, he hasn't given up, but, you know.
That is, you're making copies of videos and getting them out to folks.
Yes, and they're free. I don't charge for nothing, even for the tape. But I have some differences with you. First place, I don't consider this my government anymore.
Oh, by the way, I know this guy. He sent me news articles and stuff over the years. You're the founder of Domino's Pizza.
Yes, I am.
Please continue.
Yes. Well, anyway, well, my brother's brain dead on this. He's a friend of Bush's. They both had ball teams together. But he's right on a lot of things. But anyway, unless they consecrate Russia, the specific consecration of Russia to the Immaculate Heart of Mary, and this comes out of so many prophecies, and our Lord spoke to Veronica Lukin, which Hudson Gibson denies all these, they're done personally, the only one person sees the...
I'm going to be getting Hudson Gibson on again here real soon.
Well, and our Lord said he would still be in the Eucharist for those that are, you know, that want him there. And he knows we've been deceived. He wants these churches got back, and we've been given the weapon, the rosary. The Blessed Mother says, "I gave you your Goliath, the rosary. Get back in there and get them churches back. You bought them, you paid for them, you're going to just hand them to Satan?" You know, Hudson Gibson's wrong. He says communion's not valid. Our Lord said communion would still be valid. He didn't, a good shepherd does
Sir,
not.
Sir, really.
Does not abandon this flock.
Jim, my show is not about arguing.
Okay. Let's talk about the secular stuff then.
Well, you know, I'm a Christian, but at the same time, when I get into this, everybody's going to fight with each other over who's got the right religion.
Well, which one was here when Columbus landed? Which Christian church existed?
That'd be the Catholic Church.
What about Leif Erikson? He was Catholic.
Okay. Yeah? Hey, Jim, we always appreciate your call. I really do, bud. Thanks for that call. Fred and Rick and Mike and others, you're up next. When we get back and more news, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. The websites are Infowars.com and, of course, PrisonPlanet.com. I'm Alex Jones.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here to tell you about the first ever half-price package sale at the ARC Institute. You'll get 25 big packets of ARC's most popular non-hybrid heirloom vegetable seeds, plus four of their most popular self-reliance books. Learn how to grow your own delicious veggies and build your ARC. Imagine green beans, carrots, peas, and cucumbers, tomatoes, cabbage, squash, herbs, and more. Then harvest your seeds to grow year after year for old-time self-reliance. In Living Well on Wheat, learn how to cook, eat, and survive on the golden grain. Preserve your good food for years with the USDA Canning Guide. In Surviving a Bioterrorist Attack, you'll learn how to protect yourself and your family now from the attacks our government says are coming. Not if, but when. Normally selling for $140 plus shipping, get this whole package now for only $69, and shipping is free. At half price, supplies are limited. For credit card orders, call today, 1-800-255-1912. That's 800-255-1912, or send a money order for $69 to the ARC Institute, P.O. Box 1227, Jacksonville, Oregon, 97530. Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, 8 minutes and 25 seconds into the second hour of Global Transmission Against Tyranny. Monday through Friday, we're here, resisting tyranny, defending liberty, from 11 to 2 Central Standard Time, that's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern, and back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time, simulcasting not just on AM and FM and Internet and satellite, but global shortwave during the day at 12.172 and 9320. And back from 9 to midnight at 5.085 and 6890. Let's take four more calls, and I'll get back into the news, and we got two guests coming up as well. Let's go ahead and talk to Fred in South Dakota. Fred, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, it's been a long time, Alex.
Yes.
How you been?
Good to talk to you.
Well, I'll tell you, from what I heard from that last call, it sounds like none of us can deny old Scratch seems to be in charge right now. Anyway, I had a situation happen to me. About a week ago, I'm still angry about it. I went into a break room, and there were a bunch of women in there, and they're not just one age, they're all ages. And they were talking about taking American citizens and holding them like they've been doing with some of them without trials. I simply said, as I was over by the sink, I said, that's against our law. I said, we have a Constitution, Bill of Rights. And one of those ladies said to me, if you think we're under that, you're dreaming. Well, Mr. Jones, I kind of lost it. I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I told her that I was a veteran. And I also counsel told her I was to die for those documents. And how dare she make a statement like that? And before I got too angry, I took a dollar bill. She says, and you know? And she said that in a smug way, and you must know that. I said, I took a dollar bill out of my wallet, I slapped it on the table. And I said, then you explain to me what that symbiology means. I said, if you know so much, young lady. I walked out. Now, was there a better way of doing that, Mr. Jones? Or I'm still upset.
Well, this is what Talk Neocon Talk Radio does, a daily discussion of how good it is to be secretly arrested and how this keeps us safe. And statistically, Hitler said, first you get the women, then you got the children, so follow the men. It's not that women are dumb, it's that the propaganda targets them. And they had an Associated Press poll about 2 weeks after 9/11, and 60%+ of women wanted to put all Arabs in, quote, camps, and it was only like 32% of men wanted to. Statistically, women are very trusting. They buy the authority figures' line of, we're taking your rights to keep you safe, and they go, well, if that'll keep my baby safe, then I'm for it.
What's a better argument to them?
Well, I mean, let's go back. I mean, I want to know what happened. You walk into this room, and they're talking about how wonderful it is to secretly arrest Americans?
Yes.
And what were they saying? How great this is? Or?
Well, they said, well, somebody has to do something, and that people don't need rights.
Okay, I would have said, people don't need rights. Well, what about Hitler? He took people's rights in the name of keeping them safe. What about, you know, slavery in this country? Don't you know what government does? Why do you think we have a Bill of Rights? Why do you think our veterans have fought and died? What makes America America is those rights. So you're saying you've given up on America and embraced the dark side. And then I would add to her that, well, why is the border wide open? But citizens are going to have a magnifying glass over their lives, a microscope into their personal lives. And I'd say you ought to be ashamed of yourself. But I think you did a pretty good job.
I don't know. I'm still upset about it. For her to say that to somebody that she knew.
Well, see, they've been told the economy will come back, life will get better if we just let them tie our hands behind our backs.
My goodness, if I did.
I mean, it's like the women who the guy says, get in the car, be quiet, and you're going to be okay. Well, they end up in a landfill. They end up in a shallow grave.
If one of my sisters said something like that to my next door neighbor who was an old World War II man, that my father would have disowned him.
Well, I would give him copies of my videos. I'd be nice and say, look, it just made me upset. I know things are, scary and all, but why don't you watch this video? And I think that, let's say, how many women were in the room?
About five.
Okay, we'll give him five videos, and I bet three of them will wake up.
Well, we can try that, but I'll tell you, I don't...
Look, I mean, this is, you got Tommy French and General Everhart and all these people on the news saying tyranny equals safety. You've got to teach them that tyranny equals slavery, not safety.
War, Jones, is the lack of any rights. And our women have been so terribly protected. They've never seen bad. And when they do see bad, it'll be too late. That's the thing I'm trying to say.
Yeah, you should ask them if they've ever been down in Mexico and had the federales roust them. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Folks, we're all been sheltered. We're very, very naive. And it's very painful to see the warping of the psyche of the people and to see people not valuing liberty. I mean, they had the survey 2 months ago of 339 universities. The Washington Times ran a story on it. And out of 339 universities, over 20,000 people interviewed in a major survey, 60%+ didn't know what the First Amendment was. And then when asked, over half of administrators and students said they thought free speech was a bad idea. So, I mean, we got Nazis on our hands, folks. Most Germans weren't bad people. They were just ignorant morons. They'd had a bad depression. They had a lot of street riots. A young guy stood up and said, I can fix it all for you. Just give me your freedoms, and I'm going to keep you safe, and we're going to protect the homeland. And most Germans just went along with it. It was peer pressure. We've got to say no to that and reach out to these people. Let us talk to, I guess up next is Rick in Colorado. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I've called you before one other occasion. We've had a lot of success with your videos, passing them out. But I get a lot of people that keep asking this one question, which is, how could our government do this? Okay. Where authority. They think they got the authority in all of this. And so the question I wanted to ask you was, do you think that 1933 might have been the change of our government?
Well, I don't think I know. That's when martial law was instated. And then we
right.
go, well, wait a minute, Alex, you say martial law is coming. A higher degree of it. They started the state police that are really federally chartered. They started licensing. They
right.
started regulation. They expanded the IRS.
Right.
They began their control grid, the Uniform Commercial Code. All of that came out of that. And if people ask, how could government do that? Okay, say, what about Russia's history? What about England's history? What about our history with Indians
right.
and blacks? What about the black men in Tuskegee, letting them die of syphilis over 50 years and spread it? What about the uranium, giving it to the pregnant wives of GIs? You know, start giving them examples of how every government gets tyranny and bad things happen. It's a guarantee in history. And then ask them, well, how did you become so naive?
Right. Well, here's kind of what I was wondering. I was doing some research on the net, and I came across some congressional records from 1933. And they basically said that the U.S. declared bankruptcy, that our federal government was bankrupt.
Actually, I have a congressional record. It's funny you mention this. I have a congressional record here in front of me today. I mean, it's 35 pages long. I'm not going to read all of this.
Yeah, they're huge.
Let me just read this to folks. Congressman McFadden on the Federal Reserve Corporation remarks in Congress, 1934. Congressman McFadden's speech on the Federal Reserve Corporation. Questions from several speeches made on the floor of the House of Representatives by the Honorable Louis T. McFadden of Pennsylvania. Mr. McFadden, due to his having served as chairman of the Banking Currency Committee for more than 10 years, was the best posted man on these matters in America and was in a position to speak with authority and vast ramifications of the gigantic private credit monopoly. Let me just read a few paragraphs of what he said. Federal Reserve as a corrupt institution. Mr. Chairman, we have in this country one of the most corrupt institutions the world has ever known. I refer to the Federal Reserve Board and the Federal Reserve Banks, hereafter called the Fed. The Fed has cheated the government of the United States and the people of the United States out of money, enough money, to pay the nation's debt. The deprivations and the iniquities of the Fed has cost enough money to pay the national debt several times over. The evil institution has impoverished and ruined the government of the United States, has bankrupted itself, and has practically bankrupt our government. It has done this through the defects of the law which it operates, through the maldistractions of the law by the Fed, and through the corrupt practices of the moneyed vultures who control it. Some people who think the Federal Reserve Bank, United States government institutions, they are private monopolies which prey upon the people of the United States for the benefit of themselves and foreign customers, foreign and domestic speculators and swindlers, and rich and predatory money lender. In the dark crew of financial pirates, there are those who would cut a man's throat to get a dollar out of his pocket. There are those who send money into states to buy votes to control our legislatures. There are those who maintain international propaganda for the purpose of deceiving us and granting of new concessions, which will permit them to cover up their past misdeeds and set again in motion their gigantic train of crime. Okay, that's page two. There's 35 pages. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, it's just huge. And I came across another one that was like from 93 or 94 you remember the congressman Traficant?
Oh, yes.
That they sent to jail. Well, it's a congressional record of him speaking, and which if you don't have a copy, I'm going to send you a copy. I'll fax one over to you. It shows a complete congressional record of him speaking, and he says that our complete government, all the federal offices and everything are just acting in name. Okay, and I'm kind of wondering if that's the case, maybe. Maybe that's how they're able to just do all this stuff, like what you have in the tapes, you know, and taking all our rights and all this stuff, because they're not acting under the color of the Constitution
anymore. No, they're
not.
And sir, there's $1.2 trillion missing from the Pentagon. They just calmly announced it last year. Oh, there's $1.2 trillion been stolen, and there'll be no investigation, because those running the government are the ones that did the stealing.
I mean,
folks ask how we have corruption. They admit $1.2 trillion's missing, and the same folks that stole it plant fake letters from troops in hundreds of newspapers saying how much they love the war. Does that give you an idea how serious things are?
It sure does. Hey, I appreciate it, Alex, and I'll let you go to the next one.
Hey, great points. I'm glad you mentioned the congressional record.
Hey, thanks.
You bet. A lot of key stuff in there for those of us that research America instead of knowing all about football and Pete Rose. We'll be back with more calls, more news, and some guests.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free. 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Late summer 2003, mainstream press tells us we're having a stock market recovery. Late summer 2002, I heard the same thing. Late summer 2001, you heard the same thing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average, currently trading in a 93 to 9400 range, is down 7% from 2 years ago. That's recovery. Gold, now trading in the $360 range, is up 31% in that same period. Where do you want your hard-earned money? Hi, folks. This is Jack Brownrigg with Midas Resources. I love the sound of real money. Call your representative today at Midas Resources at 800-686-2237. Learn how to protect your assets with real wealth, not potentially worthless paper. Call now, 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
You've asked for them, and now they're here. Hello, folks. Alex Jones introducing you to the new Berkey PF2 fluoride and arsenic reduction elements for exclusive use with the Berkey Lights Black Berkey Purification Elements. The Berkey's PF2 simply screw onto the stem of the Black Berkey Purification Element. When used, water flowed through the purification elements where pathogenic bacteria, harmful chemicals, radon 222, heavy metals, nitrates, foul taste, and odors are separated from the water. The water then flows through the PF2 elements where fluoride, arsenic, and other residual heavy metal ions are separated. Your purified water is now ready. If you have fluoride or arsenic in your water, you need the Berkey PF2 host filter elements. Get a set of two for only $49 or get two sets for only $89 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
More phone calls on this Open Line Friday. Mike in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, how you doing? I've been listening to you for like about 6-7 months. Heard about you through TexMars.
Well, now you've got a master's degree in the New World Order.
I was just wondering, TexMars talks a lot about the Jews and how they control a lot of this country, the media.
No, he talks about the Masonic crime rings that sometimes call themselves Jewish, and we've got an Italian mob, a Jewish mob, the big mobs, the wash mob. Tex exposes the white racist. He exposes the Zionist. Tex, if you look at the body of his 30-something books and dozens of videos he made has made, exposes the entire system.
Well, I mean, like, why don't you talk more about stuff like Tex Mars talks about them.
Well, I do talk about the New World Order. What Tex does is he does a book or a tape on a specific topic. So he's got topics exposing the Protestants, topics exposing corruption in the Catholics, topics exposing... He exposes corruption, so he's got things that expose corruption in Jewish organizations. It's certainly there. They're human beings. But I don't believe the New World Order is run by Jews, and neither does Tex Mars. He's a good friend of mine. He married me and my wife. And I don't have this fetish of hating the Jews. I mean, how do we explain... The Jews want to destroy us with this multiculturalism. The New World Order is giving AIDS to Africans. The New World Order has killed millions of Jews. The New World Order put Hitler into power. It's more complex than that. Okay, so that's where I stand on that subject. I don't like the ADL, but I don't even call that a Jewish organization. It's a government demonization outfit who goes around demonizing people while defending Arnold Schwarzenegger, who is a disgusting pig. Who's a disgusting Nazi. Does that answer your question?
I guess so, thanks.
Bye. Hey, thanks for the call. Good to hear from you, Mike. We're not going to go anywhere fighting corruption if we say it's one group, because it's not one group. It's evil in the hearts of men we're fighting. And it... hold back the evil, to dam up the evil, we've got to restrict the size of government, then it doesn't matter who's running it. Okay? Then they're not going to have the power to control your life. It's real simple. Vicky in Texas. Vicky, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'm right here in Austin. I've met you before, and I wanted to talk to you. First of all, I want to thank you for all you're doing.
Well, thank you.
I've met you before, and I took up the issue about electronic voting machines after I heard Bev Harris on your show being interviewed by you.
And I think I've seen you on TV now as an activist, having quite an effect, going to meetings and informing thousands. So good job.
Well, thank you. I hope I'm doing something along those lines. I wanted to tell the listeners and update people about what's going on right here in Austin regarding Texas voting machines.
We need to remove the electronic systems they've got here. There's no paper trail.
Well, absolutely right. And what's going on, last week we found out, we got a tip from someone, I believe, who I think it's someone from inside the Secretary of State's office, that there was a group called the Voting Systems Examiners Board who was meeting last week, closed meetings, the purpose of which apparently is to certify the use of the Diebold and ES&S machines for use here in Texas, officially certify them for use. So some of my friends and I have been trying to find out what really happened in these meetings. What was the result? I've been calling down there, and guess what? No one's calling me back.
Yeah, it's a wall of secrecy concerning our voting. We're not going to be given a receipt. There's going to be no paper record. And they've caught the major companies running scams from coast to coast with the CIA involved. And they've caught Diebold manipulating elections during elections while they're happening. We've caught Diebold with convicted felons for computer crimes running the elections. And their top engineer quit and said it's all a fraud. But again, by the time you see it in our local paper, it's, oh, there have been a few problems with the new electronic machines.
Exactly. Well, what I did on Monday was I called every TV news station in Austin and told them all about these meetings that were going on. I said, look, get down there and start reporting on this before they actually officially certify the use of these machines, and then it may be something we can't, you know, turn around. So, and I was surprised at how little result I was getting as a result of trying to notify the news people here in town. But I did get one call back, and then we sent out a press release to dozens of media around the state. I'm starting to get some calls on that. I think a couple of reporters are starting to dig around. But apparently somebody has gone down to the Secretary of State's office and filed a formal request to get the results of whatever those meetings were last week. So they have a 10-day response period from what I've learned.
The same state board that certified Dana Dubois' election that she ran in 98, where she admitted she double-counted ballots, falsified signatures, broke safety seals.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they would certify Stalin running an election.
I just want to ask other people in other states to check out what's going on with their Secretary of State's offices, because they may be trying to get these machines certified.
We will do that. Thanks for the call. Thanks for your work. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh, yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
Hi, this is Jack Brownrigg with a gold alert from Midas Resources. Folks, it's time to shed your complacency. Gold has seldom, if ever, been a better buy. Midas Resources is now in a position to potentially show you considerable profits. But you have to act now. With $10 collector gold coins at the closest price to melt I've seen in my 24 years in the business. These are the same coins that are likely to soon command substantial premium prices as they have in the past. We can deliver them to you now with minimal downside risk, or we can let you buy them later at a considerable higher price. Don't buy them later, folks. Do it now. That's $10 collector gold coins, $10 and $20 collector gold coins, at the nearest to melt in my 24 years in this business. Call Midas Resources, 800-686-2237. That's Midas at 800-686-2237.
We've all heard the ads for lower prices on airfare and hotel. Oh, yeah, the dot-coms are endless. CheaperHotels.com, SaveOnYourRentalCar.com, HalfPriceAirlineTickets.com. Problem is, by the time you get done planning your vacation, you've visited dozens of websites and spent hours and hours trying to save money. Well, I'm glad to tell you there's an easier way to get it all at once. www.VacationA2Z.com. A membership in VacationA2Z.com will not only land you huge savings on air and hotel, you'll be treated to discounts of 10 to 80% on car rentals, golf, movies, and theme parks. How about free food at restaurants or big discounts on ski packages at top ski resorts? Not convinced yet? How about auto repair, health and beauty, financial services, or shopping discounts? There are over 60,000 vendors waiting to save you money. All you need to do is visit VacationA2Z.com. That's www.VacationA2Z.com. Visit today and you can be saving big dollars tomorrow even if you're not taking a vacation.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we're back live. Last week, Michael Savage called for Bush's impeachment for the open borders. A lot of conservative groups that have been in the dark are starting to wake up about Bush's real record. For the next 30 minutes, we're going to be talking about that and go into your calls. New Christian site, Don't Vote for W, BushReveal.com, contends president is compromising faith, promoting evil. President Bush may not be able to count on solid voter support from conservative Christians in the upcoming election if a new website run by Christians has any impact. And it just shows what you can do out there. Before we go to our guest, I've made 10 documentary films. When you get three or more, they drop down to $20 from $25.95. They're all over 2 hours long. 9/11 Road to Tyranny exposes who really carried out September 11th. So does part two of that. Masters of Terror, very good videos. You need to have them. My newest film is Matrix of Evil with Congressman Ron Paul. Frank Morales, even Cynthia McKinney talking about the New World Order. Colonel Craig Roberts, myself, video of us throwing the Patriot Act out in Austin. Great new video. You need to have it. Police State 3 Total Enslavement is amazing. It exposes what the New World Order is, who the neocons are. Patriot Act 1 and 2, the Cashless Society Control Grid, the foreign troops, all of it. Get the videos, get the books, get the tapes, make copies of my films, and give them to people. Affect change. We can win this thing if you take action. And your purchase supports this show and makes it possible. So please go to InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and get the videos, the books, the T-shirts. Get them out to folks. It's all about information warfare the pen is mightier than the sword. We're growing the alternative media right here on this broadcast. The toll-free number to order the films and books is 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com to get the videos. You can also write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Please take action now. Don't procrastinate. The globalists know the time is short, and our time is short to expose them. Going to our guest, they're the folks that have exposed a lot of what Bush is doing, and there's a lot of stuff, of course, they can add to the website, but it's a nice website. And let's bring Steve and Michael up. And Steve, I talked to you during the break, but again, how do you pronounce your name?
Lefferman, Steve Lefferman.
Lefferman, Steve Lefferman, director of Columbia Christians for Life, and Michael Markavich. Now, first off, Michael, I interviewed you a couple years ago, and it made major headlines what the Thought Police did to you at Temple University.
Yes, indeed, and I appreciated the opportunity to speak with you about that. That is still not in the court yet, and we're still waiting on a trial date.
And for those that don't know, and this was admitted by the newspaper, they were having the play Corpus Christi, where Christ is a homosexual male prostitute. They were having this, and all you did was go in and say, we like, as our Christian organization, to have our own meeting about this, our own rally. And so they tackled you as you wore your suit. You were a White House intern at the time, by the way. No criminal record. Tackled you, tried to have the mental institution owned by the university drug you and keep you. The doctor said, and there's nothing wrong with this guy. You didn't even argue with him. You just left the office, so they tackled you and tried to put you in a mental institution. Is that accurate?
Yes, indeed. It was quite remarkable, and, you know, that's the way that the whole situation was handled. The doctors released me, said there's no grounds for what happened in their notes.
But this shows what they like to do to us. This shows the system they're pushing. All right, you started this website. Gentlemen, why'd you start the website? And I mean, I've got a lot of ideas of stuff you can post there. Cutting Taiwan loose, supercomputers to communist China, open borders. None of this is conservative. You list some other stuff, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, BushRevealed.com was developed to serve as notice to Christians across the nation that President George W. Bush, over the past few years, has compromised his, quote, end quote, Christian faith by promoting evil and openly supporting wickedness. You know, people today say that we have to vote for the lesser of two evils, but all of the candidates that we see in the Democratic and Republican Party are openly supporting evil and wickedness.
Go over some examples, Steve and Michael.
This is an admonition to Christians to adhere to a biblical standard when they vote in November 2004. President Bush has repeatedly and continues to justify the wicked, from advancing the homosexual agenda to funding abortionists, to praising Islam, to signing unconstitutional bills into law that further socialism, shred our Bill of Rights, and advance the New World Order.
Now, Jay Sekulow says that when you vote for Bush, you're voting for God's man, and the Patriot Act's good.
You know, Jay Sekulow also said that Judge Roy Moore should have moved the monument, so I don't pay much attention to what he has to say.
Yeah, Bush's judges had Roy Moore removed. So I guess Roy Moore is a communist and Bush is a conservative now.
George Bush has nominated Bill Pryor, the Attorney General of Alabama, for the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals. That's his nominee. He hasn't been approved yet. But Bill Pryor, as the Alabama Attorney General, was the chief prosecutor, I would say persecutor, of Judge Roy Moore when Judge Moore was removed from his office on November 12th and 13th.
What are you, some cop of liberal?
We're Christians. We're biblically based, and we desire to be constitutionalists. So those listeners that might want to put us in the Dean camp or the lefty camp or the liberal camp, the socialist camp, we're at the other. We desire to be in the biblical camp. We desire to be folks who support the Constitution as it's
written. I've been told I'm a liberal because I'm no compromise on the Second Amendment. I've been told I'm a liberal because I'm for Taiwan. I guess to be a conservative nowadays means you're for Mao Zedong.
There's two. There's a flyer on this website. I call it the Bush flyer that people can print, and I hope they would distribute it. It addresses what the situation here is with George Bush from two kind of broad perspectives. One is that in doing what he has done in office, he is an oath breaker. He has violated his oath of office that he made on January 20th, 2001. He said he would preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States. He's done that by signing unconstitutional legislation. As a Christian, as a man who professes to be a Christian, and this should concern Christian listeners and Christian voters in November 2004, he is a covenant breaker, and I'm talking about God's covenant. And on the flyer, it addresses various points.
He says Allah is the same God that Christians worship, and he also likes the demon at the Shinto shrine.
That's right, and that's the very first point, as a matter of fact, on his flyer. He has repeatedly violated the first commandment of the Ten Commandments. He's called Islam a, quote, great religion. He's blasphemously claimed that Christians and Muslims worship the same God, and he has celebrated Ramadan in the White House.
And about that Shinto statue worship, the Japanese church warned him, and there was also another gentleman that was supposed to go, and he did not because of this warning. But George Bush just went ahead and abandoned the advice from the Japanese church and just went ahead and into that shrine and worshiped this Shinto statue.
Alex, a lot of Christians think, a lot of pro-life people think that George Bush is pro-life. I was just at a rally on Saturday sponsored by the South Carolina chapter of National Right to Life. I put life in quotation marks. I had a huge sign that I was holding up over my shoulders that said, George Bush is not pro-life. When you say that, that's almost sacrilege to many Christians, many evangelicals.
Well, he increases funding to UNESCO by $3 billion, then cuts abortion funding by $87 million. That's like if I withdraw the thump in your nose, but I hit you in the head with a jackhammer.
There's a program called Title 10. It's basically a population birth control program in the HHS appropriations bill. When Bill Clinton left office, the appropriation for Title 10 was $253 million. In 2002's appropriations, it was $265 under President Bush, and $265 is what President Bush is requesting for his 2004 appropriations. So, in other words, it's gone up. And out of that $265 million, Planned Parenthood gets over $50 million. According to Planned Parenthood's annual report, when you combine what they're getting from Title X, from Medicaid, and other government sources, and this is absolutely incredible, Planned Parenthood took in about $750 million in their 2002-2003 report.
Well, how do the so-called neocon Christian leaders, I mean, I guess they knew times are a-changing, so they better get on board. How do these guys get on radio and TV and say Bush is the best things in sliced bread when government's exploding in size, liberties are going out the window, all this horrible stuff is going on, and they're busy telling everybody, you know, we ought to thank the Lord for George Bush.
Well, if I could just finish that point I was making about Planned Parenthood. Of that $750 million, of that three-quarters of a billion, $250 million of that income was from federal tax money. Now, that means that George Bush and the Republican-controlled Congress have to vote for and sign off on that appropriation legislation.
What type of feedback do you get at pro-life rallies with your sign that Bush isn't pro-life?
Well, it's mixed. Some people mock. I handed out some literature. We had a few folks handing out some literature. A couple of ladies returned the literature. They didn't want it. Someone else came going by as they marched by on their parade. Had an unpleasant name to call me.
Oh, that's very Christian.
But others come over and ask, well, what do you mean? And they're generally curious. And my hope is, especially with young people, might be more open to truth. Not be set in their ways, but would really look at the evidence.
Let me just say this. Bush is a Trojan horse. If Al Gore would have been elected, they couldn't get this agenda through.
That's right.
Because people would have their eyes open.
That's
but
right.
Bush is in. Let's just go to sleep.
I think you can make the case that Gore may have been the lesser of two evils because at least the House Republicans would have resisted for partisan reasons. But whether you have it, of course, you know, whether you have a Democrat or a Republican in, both puppets for the New World Order, for the establishment elite.
Absolutely. Well, your website's getting a lot of attention. Just launched it. It's a nice website. I hope you add not just the abortion and the shrines and all that, but I, I hope you add to it the gun grabbing. He says he'll sign the assault weapons ban, the blanket open border, trying to legalize lawbreakers retroactively. I hope you'll get into taking all the supercomputer controls off to China. I hope you'll get into campaign finance reform that's going to restrict the First Amendment. I mean, you've got a lot there. If somebody looks at this record, in fact, we've done a study. If folks have done this, you write out what Bush has done, give it to somebody, and ask, what president is this? They'll tell you Bill Clinton.
Mm-hmm. The laundry list of unconstitutional legislation, you can include the Bush-Kennedy No Child Left Behind bill. I would include the October 2002 Iraq War Resolution. That's an undeclared, therefore illegal, therefore unconstitutional war. And the Medicare socialized medicine expansion for prescription drugs. Just a long list of bills.
The government has grown by 45% in the last 3 years.
You know, Alex, we have a discussion board at the BushRevealed.com website that people can engage in dialogue about these issues. So certainly we do talk about the New World Order, which his father repeatedly stated in his speeches. And I just want to tell you that I appreciate your video, 911, The Road to Tyranny. What an excellent, remarkable film, eye-opening. I suggest that any listener who has not seen that video get that video, 911, The Road to Tyranny. It explains a lot of things about the New World Order and what is happening in this nation.
Well, I didn't know
world.
You'd seen that video. How'd you see it?
How did I see the video?
Yes.
I purchased the video from your
thanks,
website.
Thanks for the support.
Yes, indeed.
And we've made a lot of films since you got it. I want to go to some calls. They're all over the map, but it'll all pertain to this because it's all intertwined. But any other key points you guys want to make before we go to those calls?
Well, I just wanted to say that I encourage people to come to the website, bushrevealed.com, take a look at these ungodly, unconstitutional things that President Bush has been taking part in for the last several years.
Hey, what about creating a Skull and Bones in Bohemian Grove section? Mainstream News admits that he's Skull and Bones, but as an adult, he goes to the Grove, where Republicans admit they ship in male prostitutes, they run around naked in the woods. That's the Washington Times, Parade Magazine. I mean, you know, why isn't Jay Sekulow talking about that? I mean, is Moloch worship now Christian?
Well, you know, it's interesting. They don't want to touch those issues because they know that it's going to offend a lot of their donors. And not only that, they also reject the blatant truth. They do not want to receive the complete truth, and they just continue to go ahead and buy into the lies. We do have a section called the New World Order under the discussion board where people can talk about Yale's Skull and Bones Club and the movement toward a New World Order. It also includes Bush's foreign policy and Bush's views on the Constitution. So it's some good dialogue that's taking place there.
One of the articles on the website addresses the Skull and Bones involvement. Alex, can you just clarify, clearly that both George Bush Sr. and George Bush Jr., George W. Bush, have both been to Bohemian Grove?
Oh, yeah. I've got Sacramento Bee, Associated Press. I've got the annals of the Bohemian Grove put out every 10 years. I have the 1986 to 96 copy. The book's valued at like $500 on Amazon. It's a very rare book, only they issue. By the grace of God, I was sent a copy. And it shows Bush Sr. and Jr. under the owl.
Oh, boy.
Standing there together. But, no, they admit they go there, yeah.
Just recently I read an account of your brave expedition insertion into the Grove with another fellow, and I'll tell you, I admire your courage, and of course, you can thank God for watching over you. You had several close calls there, but I read that report, and that's just an amazing report and documentation through filming.
Well, we got the video of it, too. You know, if you guys want to put a clip of the ritual up or post that article, go ahead, because, I mean, the Bohemian Grove Club in the British documentary, I shot the video, Mike Hansen snuck in with me, and the British media was covering our infiltration. I gave them the copies of the video. They went and made a national, you know, show out of it in England. It aired in Japan, Europe. Just a year and a half ago, it finally aired in the U.S. like 15 times on Trio Network. The Grove admits, yes, Mr. Jones snuck in. Yes, he got the video. What's the big deal? What's the big deal about worshiping Moloch, I guess?
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. I would like
is
to...
Is Moloch a Christian? Is he an angel? Is he a good guy?
I don't think so.
I mean, doesn't Leviticus say he's like the most evil demon?
The demon. It's a demon of child sacrifice.
And then if you worship him, your country is damned?
We're in trouble.
I mean, the Bible has specific warnings about this guy.
Yeah, we are indeed in a sad state. And the people rejecting this, the truth about all these things is just remarkable.
To the Christian leaders, Alex, I would like to hit on one other topic, and that is the sodomy issue and how it connects with George Bush. And there's articles on the BushRevealed.com website concerning this as well. But George W. Bush appointed Michael Guest, a homosexual man, a sodomite, the U.S. ambassador to Romania in 2001, just days after 9/11. And at the swearing-in ceremony, Secretary of State Colin Powell, who's also CFR, recognized Michael Guest's homosexual partner. And today this man and Michael Guest live in the U.S. Official residence in Bucharest.
All right, we'll be back and go to some calls, folks. Then we got Sheriff Arpaio on, getting ready to draft the illegal aliens. Yes, from the Associated Press. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Learn more about Bohemian Grove at InfoWars.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Yes. Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man. Packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements, 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. The get-up-and-go energy, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. Hi, I'm Alan Davison at Monocot Wheatgrass. The 200 pages of our book, Wheatgrass, Nature's Finest Medicine, will remove any anxieties you may have about your nutritional supply. In this kit, you will receive no monthly bills, no monthly pills. This is real self-sufficiency. To get more information about wheatgrass, the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel wheatgrass juicer, go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. And thank you for your support of our labors and of this network.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
All right, folks, we're back live.
About to be going into the third hour. 8 minutes into the hour, we're going to have Sheriff Arpaio on. Jailed immigrants to register for draft. This guy's a real piece of work. We've had him on before. But for this segment, in the next 5 minutes of the next hour, we'll have our guest with us. Let's take some calls. Pete in Missouri, you're on the air with our guest. Go ahead. Good to talk to you, Pete.
Yeah, thank you, Alex. I was on the your guest site last night, and one comment. I did fire off a letter, okay, regarding this whole business of Bush and the playing both sides, one with a marriage amendment, and two with some legislation that would permit some kind of recognition of gay couples. First of all, I don't want that man going anywhere as near the Constitution, because if he does, it'll be with malice aforethought.
Well, yeah, they have a constitutional convention or anything, they're going to rewrite everything else.
Yeah, the second thing is that if they want to go ahead and license gay unions, well, they're about the only people that can, because most certainly God doesn't ordain them. So my question is, what are we doing as Christians with marriage licenses in the first place?
All right. Yeah, marriage license started for black people, folks. The state should not be involved in your marriage. It even goes back to England, you know, the movie Braveheart, where you got to be licensed to get married. That's historical, the rite of prima noctu and the rest of it. Comments to that gentleman.
The marriage licenses and all the things that have come about. And I think the people just go along with the flow of things. They don't understand that these are God-given rights. And it's really sad that we've come to this place in our society where people just blatantly reject what is true.
I'm glad the caller brought up the issue of what Bush said about marriage, and then at the same time saying, he did it in the interview with Diane Sawyer, he said he would support whatever legal arrangements, quote-unquote, people wanted to make as long as their states support it, which is code language for sodomite civil union.
All right, let's go on back to the calls here.
One more question, comment?
Sure.
Okay, well, just as a parting thought for that, okay, why do we as Christians want to be swimming in that cesspool?
All right, thanks for the call. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, my point is we shouldn't be licensed for anything. And, yeah, we don't need their license for marriage. I didn't get a license. I'm married. I don't need the government to tell me I'm married. Let's jump through their hoops, be under their regulations. Let's go ahead and talk to Leon in Colorado. Leon, you're on the air.
Yeah, hello. Thank you for taking my call, Alex.
And, you bet.
I had called a long time ago because you were talking about Bush's and the New World Order bunch, all the bankers and everything. And I just want to remind that one caller that in the New Hampshire Gazette back in October, there was an exclusive article by John Buchanan.
Yeah, Bush Sr. running Prescott,
yeah,
getting all the Nazi money until the early 50s.
Right. And I mean, if his grandfather's doing it, you can bet that Bush is right, you know, George, whatever you want to call him in the White House.
I think this new website's going to be great. I think you guys need to
post
the Nazi stuff, all of it.
Do I have this right? Bush revealed, or is it Bush at, or is it just...
No, it's bushrevealed.com.
That's it. The other thing I wanted to say about the Gun Owners of America, what is being proposed, and I have my email from them, basically what is being said is that there is a there's basically a proposal by the IRS to jump in, and I'm sure it's going to affect you and everybody
else. Look, it's an interpretation of the Incumbent Protection Act, known as campaign finance reform, to not let gun owners talk to anybody or any other conservative group. Thanks for the call, sir. I'll get comments from our guests in the next segment in 1 minute. Take a few more calls for him, then we're going to go to Sheriff Arpaio. Stay with us. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.